My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. In episode 523, I am going to be sharing with you 7 tools that I love and use to help you reduce mental clutter and help you get and stay mega organized. If this is something that you struggle with, you are going to love this episode. Let's dive in.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? One thing that becoming a mama has really highlighted to me is the importance of organization. Now, I've been pretty organized for most of my life. I am not that person who loses things. I love being organized. I love being neat and tidy. My home is neat and tidy. I'm just one of those people. But when you're a mama, it's next level. There are so many things that you need to keep track of and stay on top of. You're not just responsible for yourself, but you're also responsible for another tiny little gorgeous human. Your day-to-day tasks double, your time halved, and your mental bandwidth can so easily get strained. It's like stepping into a whirlwind that doesn't stop spinning. So over 2 years since Bambi was born, I've gotten even more intentional and deliberate about getting and staying organized. Being organized doesn't just mean keeping things tidy. It means having a system, a process in place that helps you manage your time, your responsibilities, and your commitments efficiently. Now, as a mama, wife, and business owner, I am wearing multiple hats and doing the dance between multiple roles all at once. And the only way I can keep them from colliding into each other is by staying organized. So today, I'd love to share my personal toolkit of organization with you. These are simple, mostly free tools that I use daily to stay on top of everything from home chores to work projects to meal plans. A lot of this stuff we share in Time Magic, and you can get Time Magic at timemagic.me. But here is a behind the scenes of some of the things that Nick and I share in the book. But before we go any further, a little quick disclaimer. None of the tools I'm about to mention are paid collaborations or brand partnerships or anything like that. I don't get paid to use these tools. In fact, for the ones that aren't free, I have paid for them myself, out of my own pocket. So yeah, everything I am about to tell you, I use and love myself massively. I just want you to know that. If you are listening to this and you are mentioned as one of these tools and you want to come sponsor the podcast, please feel free to reach out and message me because I love and use your products. Okay, without further ado, let's dive in. Let's get started with the first tool that can help you get mega organized in your business. And that is Slack. Think of Slack as your virtual office. It's a digital workspace where all of your work conversations can take place. It's like having a huge conference room where all of your colleagues are present and you can start the conversation with anyone at any time And here's the bit that matters the most to me. And you can keep track of conversations and things with ease. For a really long time in our business, we just did email and we would end up with email threads that were like 73 emails long. And then someone would start a new email chain, but then someone else wouldn't realize that I would still be replying on that old one. And you know what? It was all just a mess and was so hard to keep track of. But now our team barely use email for anything internally. Of course, with outside contractors and our beautiful customers and things like that, we still use our inbox. But for all internal conversations, they take place on Slack. So in Slack, conversations are organized into channels, which can be project specific or team specific. You can add or remove different team members as you need. You can share files, tag people, set reminders, and so much more. It is awesome. And another feature I absolutely love is its search function. So have you ever had a situation where you remember discussing something in an email a few weeks back, but you cannot recall the details? And so you find yourself searching through a huge long chain with a fine-tooth comb, and then you still can't find it. I have been there many times. But with Slack, you can just search for keywords or topics, and voila, you have all the related conversations at your fingertips. I love, love, love it. Okay, the next one, things. If you've read Time Magic, you will know that we swear by things. So this is a task management app. One of the biggest challenges any of us face when we are staying organized is keeping track of our tasks. So things is like your personal task assistant. It's a space where you can dump all of your tasks without any judgment or rush. You can add details, set deadlines, prioritize tasks, and even break them into smaller, manageable actions. So just a little heads up though, things comes with a price tag, but it is a worthy investment. And as they say, time is money and things saves you a lot of time. It's so good. Plus, having all of your tasks in one place neatly organized is a stress buster like no other. And that mental peace of mind, I mean, it's worth it. Nick and I swear by it. In fact, we swear by it so much that we wrote about it in our book, Time Magic, which I spoke about before. I use it to capture all of my tasks and then get them out of my head. Nick and I swear by it. In fact, we swear by it so much that we wrote all about it in Time Magic, which I shared with you before. And if you want to go into depth about it, check out the book. Now, I use it as my daily dump. I use it to capture all of my tasks and get them out of my head, which is so crucial for reducing your mental load and not clogging your brain up like a filing cabinet. So of course I capture things like write this blog post or record this podcast interview or email this person, but I actually use things to keep track of a whole lot more stuff that you might not have even thought of. Stuff like one-off tasks like book accommodation for trip, reoccurring tasks like do daily back stretches from my osteo or send monthly invoice or water the garden. Because if I don't see it, I might forget. Or other personal tasks like send Sarah a birthday card or household tasks like clean out the cupboard in the garage or following up tasks I've delegated to others like make sure bookkeeper has logged our monthly report or shopping list like order more nappies, you know, whatever it is, or bills that need paying, like pay car registration, and so much more. I capture all of these in one place, and then I action them using the system that Nick and I developed called Tick or Flick. And you can learn more about Tick or Flick in Time Magic and get the full rundown of how to use this simple, elegant, awesome productivity system called Tick or Flick. Check it out. The next thing that I use and love is Google Calendars. Now, let's talk about Google Calendars. If Things is my task manager, Google Calendar is my time manager. It's a tool I check multiple times a day, and it's the first thing I check every morning when I rock up to my desk to start my workday. I rely on it to tell me where I need to be, when, and for what. Google Calendar is more than just an app where you schedule appointments. It's a visual representation of your time. It shows you how your day, week, and month looks like at a glance. Now you can add events, block time for focused work or relaxation. You can set reminders and share your calendar with others. It is so good. I used to be a pen and paper girl and loved having the physical diary or calendar. But as soon as Nick convinced me to go digital and I tried it, I have never gone back. It is so good. All my team have access to my calendar. They know when to book interviews. Nick has access to my calendar. He never ever has to ask me, are you free on Friday at 3 for this meeting? He doesn't have to ask me. He can just look in my calendar. So we're limiting those conversations or those back and forth emails asking, are you free then? Are you free here? Are you free then? You know, so it's just so good. Go digital. Get rid of the physical. Go digital, my friends. Next up is Google Drive. Now, Google Drive is a digital haven for all of your files and documents. Think of it as your virtual filing cabinet where you store all of your important documents. You can create, edit, share, and store all sorts of files from project proposals to family photos. Google Drive can hold it all. If my business could only have one tool, it would probably be Google Drive. This is where we write everything, we store everything, we develop projects, we track things. It's just gold. My whole team have access to our Google Drive. It's amazing. And it is cloud-based, meaning that you can access your files from any device anywhere. And multiple people can be working on one document at one time, which is amazing. So Nick and I wrote Time Magic using Google Docs. And the two of us would simultaneously be working on chapters together on our separate computers, working in the same document. It was so incredibly useful. And the best part, the basic version is free and gives you a hefty amount of storage. Now, we use so much storage that we've upgraded to the paid version, but for most people, it's totally free and it's epic. But we've got massive podcast files and video files and things like that. So we had to upgrade, but you might not have to. If your business is more of just a document business, you probably can stick to the paid version. Okay, the next one is Voxer. Voxer is the best. It sends voice messages. It's like a walkie-talkie for the 21st century. And in this age of texting and typing, Voxer brings back the intimacy and immediacy of voice messages. So it's like having a real conversation, but at your own convenience. I love sending voice messages to my friends, my family, to Nick. I love that personal connection over text. I'm always going to opt for a voice message over a text message, always. I just feel like it's so much more heartfelt and you can really hear and feel someone's essence. In my personal life, it's a really great way for me to feel like I'm having a conversation and to hear each other's voice without both of us having to be free at the exact same time. Like, I love it. I used to use it for work. This was before we got Slack. So I don't use Voxer for work anymore. It's all in Slack, but you can do voice messages in Slack too, which is really cool. So now, full disclosure, in the past, I used Voxer for everything. It's awesome. So let's move out of the office and into your kitchen and let's talk about Paprika. This is an app where you can store, organize, and plan your meals and what you're going to cook. You can save all of your recipes from anywhere, create meal plans, you can generate shopping lists, and even keep track of what's in your pantry. So Paprika has transformed the way I manage my groceries and my meals. It's not just about staying organized. It's also made it super easy to eat healthy and mindfully. Now, we will usually, when we are cleaning up at dinner, we will take a moment to talk about what we're going to have the following day, because usually we'll have to do some soaking or things like that. And we can kind of look in Paprika. We can see what recipes are there, what we need to soak, nuts, lentils, beans, whatever. It's so good. And on top of all of that, Nick and I both have access to it. So we can dump all of our groceries that we need, even things like pick up Band-Aids. Some people might call them plasters, or whatever we need out, and there's different categories. So like from the markets or from the source bulk shop. And there's different categories that you can create. So you can create one called grocery store or markets or chemist. And then you can put what you need under there. So if Nick's out and he finds himself in the shop, he can just look in the app. He doesn't have to call me and say, babe, do you need anything from the shops? He doesn't have to ask me. He can just look in the app and he can see, okay, we need oats or we need blueberries or whatever it is. It is genius. We never have to have a conversation about what we need because it's all in there. So good. So good. And then, like I said before, all of your recipes are in there. It's amazing. But just simply for the shopping lists, it's worth it. It is a game changer. And have you and your partner to both use it. Commit to always putting things in there as soon as they run out. So when the turmeric runs out, add it to paprika. Then you have this list. You never have to have a conversation again about what you need from the shops because it's all in there. Brilliant, right? Brilliant. And then finally, the last one, the seventh tool that has helped me reduce mental clutter is a notebook. Now, I still love writing things down in a good old-fashioned notebook, even if it's just to get my thoughts straight. Now, I definitely use a paper journal like the Holy Mama journal, which I absolutely love. I use that every morning. And I'll link to that in the show notes if you would like to get yourself your own beautiful Holy Mama journal. It's also a great gift for any mamas who are going to soon have a baby or more babies. But sometimes it's just so therapeutic to write down your top three time magic tasks, which is what we talk about in the book. So sometimes I'll just in my notebook in the morning write down my top three time magic tasks and then just crossing that out when you have done it is so therapeutic. Tell me I'm not alone here. It is so therapeutic. So I love having a little notebook just to write down some things if I ever need to, whether it's planning my day or brainstorming a project or just venting or writing my time magic tasks. It is a useful companion. It is a space where I can let my thoughts flow freely without any restrictions. And it's messy and it's not for anyone else's eyes. It's just for mine. So grab yourself one, or you can even just use something that you've got lying around the house. And it can really help me get this stuff out of my brain. And it's awesome. And on that note, have you noticed a common theme with all these tools? The main purpose they serve is to get stuff out of your brain. It's about reducing your mental clutter. So let's talk about that for one moment. Did you know that the average person has about 70,000 thoughts per day? That is more than 48 thoughts per minute. Now imagine carrying all those thoughts in your head all day, every day. It's like carrying a backpack filled with rocks. It's heavy, it's tiring, it's unnecessary. This is where the concept of mental decluttering comes in. It's about offloading some of that mental load you carry, about emptying your brain of all the to-dos, reminders, and plans. And it's more than just for the sake of organization. It's for your mental space, your creativity, and your overall well-being. When your mind is crammed with tasks and to-dos, there's little space left for everything else. You're in a constant state of stress and pressure. The mental noise drowns your inner voice, your creativity, your true essence, your intuition, your true higher self. And as David Allen, who has been on the podcast, he is the author of Getting Things Done, he says, your mind is for having ideas, not holding them. This is where tools like Slack, Things, Google Calendar, Google Drive, Voxer, Paprika, and a trusty notebook really come into their own. They serve as external brains, holding information for you, freeing up your mental space. So when you use a task management app like Things, you're taking all your tasks out of your brain and putting them into the app. Each task you add to the app is one less thing that your brain has to remember. And it's not just about not forgetting the tasks. It's about freeing your brain from the constant pressure and stress of remembering. Google Calendar, in a similar way, takes care of your time-related information. When you put an appointment or an event in your calendar, you're telling your brain, you don't have to remember this. The calendar will remind you. And just like that, you've freed up some more mental space. All the tools I've shared in this episode, each in their own way, serve the same purpose: to hold information for you, to reduce your mental load, to free your mind. Now, you might be wondering, is it really necessary? I've been managing without these tools, why change now? And it's a valid question. But let me ask you this. Do you ever feel like stuff is slipping off your radar because you've got so much to do? Do you ever feel like you're at capacity and that you've got zero mental bandwidth to focus on things and to show up in the way that you want to? These tools, or ones like them, aren't miracle workers, but they can help reduce this mental clutter and reduce part of your mental load. Of course, it's worth addressing what's causing your overwhelm and mental clutter in the first place, which we'll definitely do in a future episode. But for now, I hope you found it really useful to hear about the 7 tools that keep me organized, sane, and super productive. You don't have to use all of these tools or even any of them. The idea is to find what works for you. And remember, the goal is to not just stay organized for the sake of it. It's about making room for what truly matters: your joy, your creativity, your peace of mind, your well-being. I truly hope you got a lot out of this conversation. And if you did, please subscribe to the show and come and tell me on social media what you got from this conversation. And please rate and review the show. It would mean so much to me. And if you know anyone who would love this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Don't forget to head to shelaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.